Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. I want to remind you about the Passion Play coming up at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. It's going to be taking place on April the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. That's Easter weekend. And starting every night at 6 o'clock, special singing begins at 6 o'clock. Friday night's going to be the Edwards family. And then on Saturday night will be Middle Cross. And then on Sunday night, the Justice family's coming to be with us. And so we're so excited, amen, about the Passion Play taking place at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church coming up on April the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. We've got the Lund family up now. They're going to be singing for us, and they're going to sing a song, He Can, and it's going to fit the message that Brother Shane Gunner's preaching here in just a moment.
Who can speak to a cripple, let him stand right up and walk? And who can cause the deaf and mute to hear and start to talk? And who can calm a fevered brow by saying, let it be, with a little bit of clay touch in a way that blinded eyes can see? I'm telling you, He can, and I know that He'll stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. For no one's ever done what He's done. He laid down His life, but He rose to live again.
Thank God, that's the Lund family, amen. Their daddy pastors the Balfour Baptist Church over here close to Hendersonville, North Carolina, and we thank God for the Lund family. We're going to be looking today at Mark chapter number 2, and Brother Shane Gunner filled in for us while we were sick a couple of weeks ago, and this is going to be part 3 of the message, but he's talking about the man that was sick with palsy that was born of 4, and this is going to be a blessing to you, I'm sure, as you listen today.
They did not give up. Because they didn't give up, look at verse 5. There's a conversion. When Jesus saw, what does your Bible say? Their faith. This is, honey, this is mind-blowing. Not the palsy's man's faith. He's helpless and hopeless. He's still laying there. Okay? And he's not been healed here at verse 5. But Jesus, when he looks up and he saw their faith, what I'm trying to tell you and trying to encourage you is we are to be a people of faith. I used to say this. My wife will testify if you asked her at the service. I used to say, I've got just enough faith to be dangerous. And I didn't say anything like that being boastful or arrogant in any means. It just meant that I just going to trust God and believe God, amen, that God could do whatever God wanted to do, amen. And I was going to pray with the faith, believing that God would do it. And what I'm saying is sometimes in our Christian walk, when our faith meter starts to get a little low, Jesus desires to see our faith. And He will reward us according to our faith. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Folks, most of the time I don't either. But you know what you can do? You can say, Lord, increase our faith. He ain't going to withhold that from you. And just go ahead and claim the promises of God in accordance to the will of God. That's what He said. He's seen their faith. He already knew, but He looks, they didn't quit. They didn't give up. And because of their faith, look what He does. So he looks up at them. Now he's going to look down and address this palsied man. He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. What did he call him? Son. You got that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm a son. I've been adopted. He's my father. Hallelujah. Ladies, you've been saved by the good grace of God. You are his daughter. You know what? That's a term of endearment, isn't it? That's a family term. I couldn't call this young man son. I could, but it wouldn't, not because of blood relation. You see what I'm saying? But now God, if you've been saved, that's a different story. And so it's a family term. It's a term of endearment. And he looks at him, and it's just amazing to me. He doesn't call him by his name, could he? Oh, yes, he knew his name. Hallelujah right there. But he calls him that family affectionate name when he says, son. And what does he say? Oh, he's fixing to heal him, right? Oh, yeah, he's fixing to heal him from inside out. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He receives a conversion. He receives a spiritual healing by Christ. And that is, by the way, youngins, the most important healing that any human being can ever receive. And so here's the conclusion of this whole thing. Look with me in verses 10 and 12. Here's the conclusion of the whole thing. Now, after that critical crowd has come against him, look at verse 10. There's that B-U-T, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Are you glad he's a friend of sinners? Are you glad he come to seek and save that which was lost? Where would we be without Jesus this morning? He saith unto the sick of the palsy. Watch this. Stay with me. I'm not far from being done. He looked up. He seen their faith. He looks down at that palsied man's son. Thy sins be forgiven then. He's looking around and within that critical, them scribes, that religious crowd, amen. That's right. And you can amen me right there. He looks within them, and then he turns his attention back to the palsied man when he said to the sick of the palsy, verse 11, I say unto thee, see it's personal, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And look at verse 12, and immediately. Hey, you know what immediately means? Immediately. That's deep preaching, ain't it? It means right then. Whoop. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, all of them was, even the critical crowd. They were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. So here's the conclusion of this whole thing. And he turns his attention back to that palsied man. And he tells him to arise. I say unto thee, it's personal. And he says, I say unto thee, arise. In other words, get up. Take up your bed. That he was carried in on. Take that thing up that you once were bound to. Take it up. Fold it up. Throw it over your shoulders. Put it up in the air, I don't care, but just take it up. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to go your way into thine house. In other words, you go on back home now. He's done been saved by the good grace of God. And now he's been healed by the miraculous power of God. He says, you go on back home now. Now he's laying there, right? There he is. He's laying. He can't do there. And I imagine when Jesus said, arise, he felt, but glory to God, from right here at the bottom of his foot to the top of his head, he felt divine virtue, healing power come out of the precious Lamb of God and enter into his body, because the Bible says immediately. Is that what it said? And he got up. I'm talking. He didn't have to wait 15 minutes. He didn't have to ponder on it. He didn't have to get a committee about it. He didn't have to be examined. He got up. Yeah. Well, that's what I done. March the 28th, 2004, I'm fixing to have a birthday. The Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, my pastor, Dr. Darren Waltrip, come in that morning, got up there behind the pulpit. I've been playing church for a couple of years. Amen. Got up there behind that pulpit. He said, God had me up at 3 o'clock. Said, some of you here, you're fake, you're counterfeit, you're plastic, and you're not real. Well, that didn't sound very nice, did it? And it was true. And he preached out of Luke chapter 15. And for the first time, I was in my 30s, the first time in my life, I got introduced to the good shepherd that loved me so much, even though I was out there running and hiding, that kept seeking and searching with long-suffering, love, mercy, and grace until he found me. And watch this, y'all. When he found me, guess what? He didn't kick me. He didn't hit me. You know what he done? He got down and I kissed, and he picked me up, and he pulled me close, and he loved on me. He put me on his shoulders. Hallelujah, the Lamb of God. And he carried me back safe into the fold. And I've been a child of God ever since. I'll tell you what, I got up different that morning at an old-fashioned altar. Then I went down, and this man got up different, all because of Jesus. He went back to his house. Now, the Bible says that the crowd's still there, right? The crowd's still there. Somebody had to part the water. Somebody had to step aside. Amen? Now, maybe this is just Shane Theology 101. Maybe, y'all, he just tucked it under. You know, he just kind of carried it back. Well, I sure am glad I'm leaving here saved. I'm walking on my own power and accord. Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't believe it's like that. Don't believe it's like it at all. Watch this, I'm going to get him. Because he's going to put me on Indian Reservation anyway. I believe it's something like you a few minutes ago. You know, you had what I call a spell. Amen? I believe you had him a spell. A good old-fashioned Holy Ghost can't help it spell. It hit him, and he began to comprehend and fathom best he could what all in just a little bit of short time. And that's all it takes. That Jesus had done for him. He couldn't do for himself. Nobody else could do for him. I don't know how long he's in that condition. And I believe when he went back through that crowd, honey, he went back through that crowd. He went back through there hooping and a hollering and a shouting the praises of God. Because your Bible says, look at your Bible in verse 12. The Bible said in so much that they were all amazed. They're all amazed. They're bewildered. They're trying to understand what they've just witnessed, comma, and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Don't miss this. Glorified God. Those four men, they're not even named. We're not told their names. One day in glory, I'll get to sit down with them. It's eternity. Time's no more, right? I'll get to maybe ask them their names, you know, and tell me exactly how it was. And I'll realize probably how wrong I preached it, unintentionally, of course. But they're not named. But who is named is the Savior. And who gets the glory is God. And if I could say one thing to you today, this is what it's about. In our lives, in our marriages, in our homes, and in our churches, it is about magnifying and uplifting the Lord Jesus Christ and glorifying God our Heavenly Father. That is what it's about. You say, preacher, they never seen it on this fashion. I imagine they went away, some scratching their heads, some eyes this big, some crying. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can he do for me what he done for him? Yes, he can. And so the whole conclusion of that thing was he received a healing in two parts. He got a spiritual healing. He got a physical healing. And these four men, whoever they were and whatever their names was, they were willing to cooperate and work together. They had compassion, and because of that, they got what everything that was standing in their way, they got it out of their way, and they got to the feet of Jesus. And what a divine, miraculous work Christ did on that day in Mark chapter 2.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.